This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. The race to build popular and useful apps has arguably brought substantial benefits to pilots, especially in new ways to deliver practical, affordable, and efficient information. Aviation Supplies and Academics, Inc., better known to most pilots as ASA, is no stranger to the fray, and the company has just announced a new series of CheckRide apps. We're speaking today with Jackie Spanitz, Curriculum Director at ASA, to learn more. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn. Happy to be here.
So let's back up for a second. In the off chance that someone doesn't recognize the name, give us a little background about ASA.
Sure. ASA has been providing aviation training materials for more than 65 years. We published over 400 aviation titles, as well as manufacture pilot supplies, used for student pilots through ATPs, as well as AMTs, air traffic controllers, flight engineers, flight attendants. So it's been aviation training for more than 65 years.
And tell me a little bit about the new apps that you have available, and at what cost, how do pilots access them, and I guess similarly, how do they acquire them?
Okay, great. Yeah, the new CheckRide apps are pretty exciting. We introduced five new titles for this series in the month of October, so there's now six available in this series. The CheckRide apps are available for $9.99 through iTunes. Once the purchase is made, pilots can use those from their device without anything further. They don't require an internet access, so once the purchase is made, they run simply by tapping the icon on the device, and they're off and running.
And it runs on, I guess, a variety of platforms. It's on tablets. It's also on telephones. Can it also be on computers?
Yes and no. The CheckRide apps can run on any iOS device, so they can run on your iPad, your iPad mini, your iPhone, your iPod Touch, but they're not compatible on PCs or Macs.
Okay, specifically with the new apps, what's the function and what's their purpose? And I suppose what I mean by that is, what can pilots expect to have gained when they finish a course?
Sure, okay. The CheckRide apps are a question and answer flashcard format that prepare pilots for their oral portion of the CheckRide. We have titles available for private pilot, instrument rating, commercial pilot, flight instructors, multi-engine, helicopter applicants, as well as those preparing for their flight review. Each of the CheckRide apps includes more than 200 flashcards, and in many cases upwards of 600 questions and answers. And these are the questions and answers most frequently asked during the oral portion of the CheckRide. Each of the questions are organized into subjects, so they can be grouped by familiar information. For example, you would study all of your regulations together. You would study your weather together. As you look at the question, you can review the question in your mind and then tap the device to see the explanation. So the explanation will pop up only after you've given it due consideration. If it's a question that you're not familiar with, you can mark it for further review and create your own separate subject categories so that you can pull the questions that are more difficult for you into your own to study further later.
Is this a pilot working alone with the apps, or is there meant to be integration with an instructor? Ideally, how does it work?
It can work for both ways. As an individual using the app, this is something that is a self-study. This is a preparation flashcard. The same way applicants would do cliff notes or flashcards in paper format, this app provides them that self-study medium to do a review of their entire ground school curriculum on this one app. When integrated with an instructor, it's something that an instructor can use with their applicants right before they sign them off for the CheckRide. Not only is it going to review the information to ensure they're ready for their CheckRide, but it's also giving the applicant the confidence they need that, yep, you're ready, you're good to go, you know all of this.
And tell me, if you would, a little bit about the development of the apps. How is the content created? Where are you pulling the information? What are the sources of the content?
The CheckRide apps are based on the Oral Exam Guide series, which is a very popular series written by Michael Hayes. Each of the apps is based on their corresponding book. For example, the Private Pilot CheckRide app is based on the Private Pilot Oral Exam Guide. So these are tried and true and trusted sources from the industry experts.
And let's finish off by looking down the pipeline. What's coming up, if you can share some of that with us, and what should pilots be looking for from ASA?
Yeah, this is an exciting area of the development for ASA. We introduced six new apps in the month of October. We have 21 apps right now. We are constantly releasing new apps. We are also updating our existing apps. So, for example, our FAR-AIM series apps, as well as our PREPPER apps, are maintained with current data. So this is information that applicants can use and trust that it's going to be maintained over time. We also have an app called the ASA Reader app, which is an app that allows aviators to load their e-books on for a dedicated aviation library. We're constantly adding new titles for accessibility in that ASA Reader app.
We've been speaking with Jackie Spanitz, Curriculum Director at ASA, about the company's new CheckRide apps. Learn more at asa2fly.com. That's ASA, the number 2, and the word fly. I'm Glenn Pugh for AFWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.